Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
But to be honest, she did tell me she was 16.
Real.
We like to support each other by charging vaguely around the same amount of money.
Holy!
Now, reaching out to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, it's Ken and Lisa. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us at the Second Chance Lifestyle Show. Now, what we're going to do is discuss various issues that are important to you and only you. But before we get started, let me introduce myself. My name is Ken, and I'm a transformation coach. As you guess, you could say transformation lifestyle coach. And please pardon us. You know, this is our very first show, and I've never, ever done radio in my entire life. And I'm also what's called a legal process outsourcer. So I work with things in the legal field. Put it bluntly. And I have my lovely co-host here, Lisa. And Lisa is...
Hi, everyone. So I'm Lisa. I'm a registered clinical hypnotherapist and also a mental health practitioner. So basically what I do, I help people who want to live their life using hypnosis, helping them with self-healing. So for example, I help people with addictions, diabetes, chronic pain, depression, the list just goes on and on. Yeah, that's how I help people and live their amazing life.
And she forgot to mention that she also has a background in animal, what is it? Animal.
I have a background in veterinary medicine.
Veterinary medicine. Yes. So you're not a vet then, I assume.
No, but I did the job of veterinary technician, a veterinary assistant, veterinary receptionist. For 10 years, I worked with animals in surgery.
Really?
Helping them basically like a nurse.
Oh, nice. How about any of these, eh?
No, just with small animals.
Well, you got some of these cows that are, you know, I guess you could have some small cows, could you not?
Yeah. And then maybe I'll explain how I got into this field of the people, mental health and therapy. So I was doing that for 10 years, loved it. What happened was I was riding a horse. Thank you. And I fell off a horse. I broke both my wrists. And, yeah, I spent a week in the hospital. I haven't ridden a horse since then. So, yeah, so I took 3 months off. Went back to work, found it really hard. I physically couldn't do it. So took about 2 years to figure out what I want to do and started working in mental health.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah.
So since you're my lovely co-host, let's start the topic out today. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
I want to also say we're trying to promote hypnotherapy and mental health. So we kind of do this show, you know, discussing these topics regarding things that are important to people, you know, women or men, you know, in this case, women, and also just to have a bit of fun. But hypnotherapy is something that people can use to better themselves. So, you know, when the day is over, we mostly want to emphasize the fact that you should live a good, long, healthy, productive life. But in the meantime, let's talk about some smut.
Oh, before that, can I say something? I just want to say happy summer solstice. The longest day of the year, so enjoy your day.
Nice.
Oh, we should let people know how they can reach us.
Well, tell us.
Our number is 516-595-8091.
Great. So let's get into the smut now. What's the first topic there on the screen?
Oh, yeah. So this has been going viral, the story. His name is Jeremy Meeks. He's a convict. And this mugshot, I'm sure everyone's seen on Facebook, quite handsome young man.
Nah, I mean, I can't judge guys. I mean, I don't, you know, go that way. But I can see him, you know, getting the ladies. I can see him getting quite a bit of attention from women.
But it's amazing to me this is going viral. These women are, like, giving phone numbers at the jail, want to see him. Like, he's famous, basically, now. And when he gets out of jail, he can have any career or job he wants. He can be a model if he wants. So if any ladies out there, I'd like to get your opinion on this. Do you like him? Would you go after a bad boy, a gangster, a convict?
Well, what number can the ladies call in to let us know their opinion if they're listening?
Yeah, once again, our number is 516-595-8091. And also, or you can send us a message in our chat room or send a tweet at Second Chance Hypno.
The 516 is the area code,
yes.
Just to let everyone know. So it is long distance, so hopefully you ladies have paid your long distance bill.
Yeah, and just on TMZ's website, and actually they're calling him Dreamy Mick Slugshot.
Dreamy Mick Slugshot, oh, give me a break. Look at him, he's there in the jail, he's tattooed up and down more than Mike Tyson. So, what's the deal?
He has an eardrop.
Teardrop
tattoo. You know what they say about bad boys?
Tell us, what is it about bad boys?
I think women can't get enough of them. Although he's not my type, but I think most women can't get enough.
Oh, is that why when I take my shirt off and they see my tattoos on my chest, they say thug life and all these bulging muscles, and they say, oh my.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, my opinion, I think, the mental health ground, it goes back to the caveman time. Women like, cavemen would take care of them, strong. So I think women like someone who's strong, financially secure, good-looking also helps. I think these things...
But let's be real. The majority of it, I would say, is probably the money, the finances. You got to admit, it's got to be the finances.
Does he have money? Although he probably will when he leaves the jail.
Well, he'll probably get money from talk shows, just like, Monster Cody, the big-time L.A. gangster. You never know. And what's he, let's say there, a handsome young
man.
A handsome mugshot of a Northern California man arrested on a felony weapons charge has gone viral. Felony weapons. So it looks like apparently they like him because of his high cheekbones, chiseled face, and striking blue eyes. Let's go down there. Let's see what the bottom says. So,
and he has a Facebook page. He has many likes. He has 33,000 likes. Wow.
So what does it say? By the way, we're reading from the Huffington Post. Jeremy Meeks, 30 years old, convicted felon, was arrested Wednesday on 5 weapons charges and 1 gang charge. Oh, he's a gangster. So he's 30 years old, so he's not an OG. He's a young G.
He's 30, but he's been in jail or prison for, I think they said, 9 years.
9 years in the pen. So what was he doing 9 years?
Yeah, so he's spent his 20s in prison, and these women are just lining up. They can't get enough of him.
Huh. So does that mean I have to line up so they can get me?
No, when you go out, girls just always like you.
Well, yeah, I mean, what can I really... What can I really say? But it's all good with me. I'm happy. I like getting free drinks and et cetera and free cover and all that good stuff.
I don't know. This just sounded like, he's getting all these likes. Meanwhile, there's stuff going around the world, the stuff with the food supply, with Masato.
Well, generally speaking, like you said earlier, women like a bad boy. And obviously, he's a bad boy.
Well,
he's bad.
He's bad. He's bad to the bone.
Oh.
Who's that calling?
Good question.
Who's master?
Who is it?
Someone would like to speak with
you, master. Oh, it's okay.
We answer it. Put them on the live.
I can just call that back. It's one of my crazy clients. Mm. But the kind of work she does, you won't really fancy it.
What does she do?
I am not allowed to say. What I can say is that she makes lots of money, and she enjoys life, and she's a jet-set traveler. But anyway, getting back to Jeremy, J-Man.
I don't know.
I'm speechless about the story. Like, this is what
people are interested in. Is this true, ladies? Like, let us know. Is this what you want to hear about bad boys, or you want a bad boy?
I think what it boils down to, and also in the words of my good mentor, Tom Likas, women like being taken care of, which that's fine. You know, I've got nothing against that, but they like being taken care of. They generally like a man that can be a good provider. So if he's a good provider and can take care of them, and in their eyes, good looking, I'm going to guess that those are two of the things that would make them very, very happy. And of course, him having a boat, maybe a Hummer or a nice high-end SUV, you know, would not hurt. What do you think?
Suppose, yeah. That's what the ladies like. Oh, it says here, get this, his bail sat at $900,000. So it's not, that's a lot. So he's pretty dangerous.
Well, ladies, I can tell you, if someone has a bail of $900,000, that's not exactly a person who walks through the forest and, you know, picks daisies and
meditates and
the bird watching.
Yeah.
Although he may, I imagine he may have been watching with binoculars at other things, perhaps not birds.
But it says it's not known if he has retained a lawyer or not. I think by now maybe he has, there's a lot of lawyers wanting to work with him.
Oh, they want to work with him. He's just another gangster.
Look how the publicity he's getting. 30,000 likes. Especially with how the economy is down there. So, I think even if they pro bono, he'll have someone to help him.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll get a female lawyer and she'll be mesmerized by him and get him off. Maybe in more ways than one. Okay, well, I shouldn't. Oh, sorry, I said it anyway.
Speaking about mesmerized, I'm going to hypnotize you. Oh, just kidding.
You're going to hypnotize me?
My hypnosis humor. Yes.
Oh,
listen to my...
I am now? Yes. Tell me. I am under hypnosis.
You love doing dishes.
I hate doing dishes. Tell me more.
You love men.
I love beautiful blonde women.
You love being pegged.
I love to make lots of money. Tell me more.
You like these little boys.
Skinny
boys.
I like beautiful, skinny women, yes.
Anyway, back to our topic.
What is our topic?
So we're talking, basically just bad boys, what it comes down to. Bad boys through the decades and centuries. Sounds like bad boys are still in high demand.
Okay, bottom line is, I don't get why, even though we just discussed, I guess you could say why. Why is it that guys like him are so enchanted by these, you know, why are women so enchanted by these guys? Please explain to me.
I think it has to do with the power. He says he's an ex-gangster, but really, well, that I'm sure he's still a gangster. The power, the look.
Oh, yes, just imagine, ladies. Nice guy like him comes to your door. Not so little one. Hi. May I come in for dinner?
Sure.
Well, perhaps, oh, see, you just say sure. For a cup of tea. Hi. My name is Ted Bundy. And I'm here to take you on a long journey. We got new life, new civilization. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Hey, would you like a drink?
You better watch. Drink it all fine.
Even when he pulls out of his wallet to pay for the drink, and you see all these $100 bills, probably diamonds, bling, and, you know.
Okay, be careful. Don't be mesmerized.
Yeah, don't be mesmerized by his Porsche or his Ferrari outside or his bling, his house in the city of West Vancouver or his nice yacht. You don't need to worry about that stuff. Just remember one thing. 911.
Well, no. Oh, he gives you his number. Just stay in public places with him.
That's actually a good idea. Yeah,
yeah. If you have a girlfriend there, she should be there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can meet him for coffee if you want, but don't go home with him until you. It's really hard, you know, these days to trust anyone. It's safety first.
Yeah, they do say safety in the numbers. So.
Something we've talked about. How about the nice guys? The nice boys.
Come on now. We know about the nice boys.
Even no, I've met in my past. I've gone out with, you know, some hippies and pleasant.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Nice guys do finish last.
I have to admit, quite a few clients that I have are men. They come for self-confidence. It's a big issue with men. Don't you agree?
Yeah, you know, it's just, which is one of the things that I can help with the transformation coaching. You know, a lot of these men are raised in an environment where they did not have a strong role model, strong male role model, much less any role model whatsoever, or male role model, to help guide them. So they need, you know, this assistance.
Yeah, because they said, did you know from 0 to 8 years old, you're shaped by the mother figure or the maternal figure? Basically, you're like a computer, so whatever programming she gives you, positive or negative, it stays in your subconscious. So even if, say, a mom didn't fall through with her discipline, or she coddled you, or was stern with you, it all affects you in many ways. That's why, like hypnosis, we can go in there and make suggestions to your subconscious. And
why don't you tell the audience how that works, like with the suggestions?
Sure. So first I'll explain about hypnosis.
By the way, with hypnosis, that's when you use the watch, right?
No,
you're
they
getting
don't
sleepy.
Do that anymore.
Oh. Yeah. What about at the asylum?
Asylum?
They still have asylums, don't they?
No.
There's no asylums.
No.
Oh.
Well, they don't call them that anymore. If they do have them, they call them either a mental hospital, a mental facility.
Okay.
Or like my other job, I'm a mental health practitioner. They have supported housing, clubhouses.
Okay. AKA asylum.
Yeah. Okay, so you wanted to know about hypnosis?
I'm sure you'll tell me anyway as I drink my beer.
So all the hypnosis is a normal state of relaxation. It's just like a guided meditation, or if you're daydreaming. Have you daydreamed before?
I daydream about a lot of things.
Yeah, or if you're reading a book. Watching.
You want to know her name? I guess you don't. Oh, no, sorry, continue.
Watching a movie, or say if you're driving, if you drive somewhere, the same place every day, and you forget how you get there, your mind just kind of takes a break. All these are normal states of hypnosis. People go in and out of it every day, and they don't even realize it. And so that's really all it is. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. Just a relaxed state. You're physically and mentally relaxed. So when I guide a client to hypnosis, they get such a deep state of relaxation. That's when I can access your subconscious mind and give suggestions. Subconscious, I call it the cop. It serves and protects you. But it's not like the conscious mind. The conscious mind is worrying. If I say you're confident, the conscious mind is like, well, I don't think so. Why should I say that? Subconscious, we're like, all right. She says I'm confident. I am confident. Simple as that. And that's really how simple and easy it is to help people.
Well, what about a guy like myself? Do I need confidence, or what do I need? I know what I need.
Firstly, I don't tell you what you need. You tell me what you would like help with.
Well, I can tell you what I need. I need a good bottle of beer. Continue with the show. I'm getting another beer.
All right. So, yeah, so as I said, there's two parts of your mind. Your conscious mind, your subconscious mind. So the conscious mind is great. It keeps you safe. Prevents you from running into traffic and hit by a car.
And
But it prevents you from making changes. Say, like, people want to lose weight. They want to stop smoking. Some people say there's no willpower. It's not you have no willpower, but if your subconscious doesn't agree with what things you're trying to change, it's not going to happen. Basically, it controlled everything. And so the other therapies I do, like, called age regression, part therapy, where I actually can communicate with your subconscious and make awesome changes that way.
So, in other words, if I can translate it for our female listeners or listeners in general.
Translate, okay.
You access the subconscious mind, you reprogram it just like a computer, mm-hmm. and then the computer, in a sense, is reprogrammed. So,
yeah.
With new commands, then it runs in a different way, essentially.
Yeah, basically, yes. It's your subconscious mind, all it is. So think of it as your hard drive of your computer. That's your powerhouse. So once you can change that, and then everything is changed in your life. And it's amazing. Actually, how I got into this work, I used to...
There, you can talk into the mic more. There you go.
Thank you. I'm still new at this. I used to clutter, and it's very similar to stuttering. No, cluttering is not about hoarding. It's about speaking fast, rapid thoughts, everything's rapid. And it's really helped me slow down my speech. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm just amazed I can do this work and help people, and I'm thrilled. So, yeah, I guess enough about that.
How do we get to the topic of Jeremy Meeks? We got to hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
Well, we know why, because you love hypnotherapy and you're really, really good at it. Now,
I love it. Yeah.
Okay, question. In terms of Jeremy Meeks, could hypnotherapy help him?
If he wants it.
Okay, yeah, let's say he wants hypnotherapy. Now, he's a long criminal record. He likes to do violent things. Can hypnotherapy help him to become more calm?
Yes, if you want it, if that's what he wanted, to be more calm and let go of his past traumas, his life, all the violence, then yes, hypnotherapy can definitely help. It's quick and effective. It can help really anyone as long as they're open to it. The main thing is you have to be open to it. In hypnosis, you only go as deep as you allow yourself to go. You're in full control. You're aware the whole time. So it's really up to you. I'm just really like a team. I guide you in. And then you do your part by allowing yourself to go deep. So it is that.
Whoa. Bloody hell.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
All right. So maybe we should talk about our next topic.
Well, now, wait. We still have another 5 minutes. For this. Remember, we decided 30 for 30. So 30 for Jeremy, the other 30 for the rushing woman's syndrome.
I suppose Jeremy can get another 5 minutes. Oh, yeah, so we can touch base upon, these nice guys. I think they do get a bad rap, and these girls don't treat them that well.
Well, what do you expect, unless they have money?
Yeah, well.
They're true, unless they have money. Well, no,
Not for me personally, but I...
You're the innocent one. I see. You're the innocent one.
I don't... Like, for example, today... I tree and meditated. I hugged a tree. I like to hang around animals. I don't care for clubs.
You like animals. Oh. Like, waiting for you. Alright.
It reminds me of that book, what's it called? Men on Strike. I think I heard about it from the Tom Leckis show. I should read more of it. I've read only half of it. But yeah, it shows just these men, the younger men coming up, they just, don't care about school, having a career, getting married, having kids.
A great hypnotherapist and very innocent. She's definitely very, very innocent. Continue. Don't mind me.
Yeah, so it's creating a generation of really some of these young guys is not caring. Not ambitious. They don't want to do much. Not everyone. I'm just there's always a few that are not like that. Especially I find in North America. That's why I think I have my work cut out for me. A lot of people need my help. This is a weird time in the planet we're in right now. The planet's going through many changes. The economy, global warming,
Really?
Our food supply.
Well, it's interesting because for us, we don't have these problems in England.
Yeah, they do. They have it almost equally, if not more. They have a lot of drug problems. They have a lot of obesity.
Rubbish.
They're very unhealthy. Even actually, the Middle East is getting very unhealthy and overweight now. It's really the epidemic.
No. Now, how can it happen there?
Dubai.
Tell me how. How's that? How so?
There's a lot of fast food restaurants opening up everywhere around the world.
I must give a tribute to the Queen first. I must give another tribute to the Queen. I'm not going back. I'm not going back there. No. There. Save our Queen. Yeah. And it's God save us all. Yeah. That was to the Queen, sorry. Continue.
You should move there.
Anyway, please continue with the topic of the night.
Okay, so our next topic, I think that's first topic is, I think we talked about that enough.
I think so. Now, what's this rushing woman's syndrome?
Yeah, so basically, rushing woman's syndrome is about women, it's women in general, no matter your age, 20, 30s, 40.
Right.
Overworked, stressed out, usually a lot of times they have kids, they're a single mom, they have a job, and they might have a second job or a business as well, and driving the kids around to appointments, different activities, and addicted to social media. They feel like they have to be on it 24/7. And
Wait. So why is it that they have all these issues combined? Like, what does it start from?
It starts from they're maxed out mentally. A lot of them have depression and anxiety, and you're just like, they can't handle it. You're just, and not only that, they have this pressure of, well, the ladies use Pinterest. I don't really use it too often. Pinterest or Facebook. Basically, because everyone appears perfect on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect life, perfect body, perfect whatever. And so they have this pressure, but I really feel that you shouldn't live the life how you want. Don't just succumb to the pressure. Is society going to pay your bills? Like, are they going to be there for you on your down days?
Well, yeah, but like, now, okay, in defense of the women already that have, you know, kids and married or let's say even divorced, perhaps they got into that situation, I won't say by their full choice. Let's say they fell to pressure from the family to do this, do that. So what can we really offer them to make their life better, do you think?
Listen, there's hope. It's about taking your stress level down. I see, in my hypnotherapy practice, I see a lot of moms stressed out, can't sleep, you know, dealing with extramarital affairs. Like, there's lots of that, but when I help people with hypnosis, they take control of their life. They're just more aware of how they're feeling, why they're feeling that way. And I teach people self-hypnosis to spring, so to have, take the control back, calmness. Because really, we're just 24/7, go, and mind's go. Just being the hypnosis, they get a much needed break. Basically, a vacation for the mind.
A vacation from the mind?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm still having trouble understanding this rushing woman syndrome. Now, mind you, I do see a lot of women walking around quickly, tapping on the phone and taking selfies saying OMG every fourth set or so. But I guess that's not really what we're referring to here.
Like, part of it is also people say they don't have any time, but I think proper time management would help. Because people are on Facebook. You can spend hours and hours on Facebook, on social media. Really, at the end of the day, is that really important? Like, what's important to you? Your family, your hobbies, your friends, whatever makes you happy?
Well, the women say, and some of the ladies would agree with me, they don't know what makes them happy. So what can you do in that case? Or what can they do, I should say, in that case?
Well, you can either come talk to me. Hypnosis can help that, or... if you're coaching, that really can help give them an action plan of what they want to do and how they want to move forward.
I can actually can help sort them out in the sense of sit down, we look at who you are, where you're from, where you are in your present time, and kind of where do you want to go, what do you want to be. I think that you can pretty much do anything that you want. You can be anything you want. One thing I would really, really would like to see is I would like to see more women empowered in a sense of going into the other, like, technical career fields, like engineering.
Yes, architect, science.
Yeah.
Medical fields.
They got to stop. They got to leave these bloody fields like, well, what was
mental
that?
Health.
Well, yeah. Well, all of them are mental health. Not all there anyway.
Well, I know that. But I know. I understand. A lot of them go get an arts degree.
Liberal arts and what's the other stuff?
Psychology.
Psychology and what's the other junk?
Liberal arts.
Well, you said that, yeah.
Sorry, I said that. But no, because it's not 20, 30 years ago. Like now, even a degree, you have to do your research on what this degree is going to get you. Now, like even getting a degree is no guarantee you're even going to get a job. A lot of young people have to think outside the box, create your own employment.
Now, as you know, I'm an adamant supporter of the Tom Likas show at www.blowmeuptom.com. I follow the teachings of Tom Likas and Likas 101. Now, one of the things Tom Likas says is the fact that he stresses independence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, women like being independent. They like being empowered, which is fine. But if you want to be empowered, you really, really got to make sure you're sorted out quite proper in the sense of having the right degree in school. So, you know, if you don't choose the correct degree or correct program, I should say, when they graduate, if they're making $20 an hour, they're lucky. Now, mind you, and in addition to that, they have the student loans that they have to pay off. So how in the hell are they going to raise kids, pay for a mortgage, have a great life, making $20 an hour on a degree for basket weaving? It makes no sense. They really need to get into these career fields like the engineering type fields or the fields that are a bit technical, which means that, sorry to say, you know, when they're growing up, they really, really, they got to focus on the science and math. They have to, because if they don't, when they get older, they're going to find themselves in a situation where they're single, with kids, and as Tom Likas called it, they may or may not get vaginamony from the guy, and they're kind of on their own.
Yeah, see, my mom's around 60 years old, spent all their years raising the kids, sacrificing themselves, and now they have to think, what am I going to do now? What's plan B? Either say, you know, the divorce, or say the husband dies, or whatever. You have to say, you know, think about what you're going to do.
And I have to say, I mean, in my practice that I do, my legal practice, the things I see people do when they come see me and the things that some women say, things men say too, but some of the things women say, I mean, I had a woman that came to me and basically, to make a long story short, maybe I shouldn't discuss her case here because she may be listening, even though I won't say her name, but to make a long story short, I was discussing her case with her, and I was asking her a question regarding another residence that she has. And before I could finish, she said, "Honey, can you go to the car?" Not to me. "Honey, can you go to the car to grab my paperwork?" Mm-hmm. So he left. She says, "Hey, he doesn't know about my boyfriend that I have, that I stay with, the other one I have. Please don't mention it." I said, "Okay, no worries." So he came back, and I kind of changed topics, and it's good to go. And her case got cleared. Another one is married, you know, which is fine, whatever. And she has two boyfriends on the side. So she gets money from the husband. But then she, from the other two boyfriends, she gets, how can I say it? Satisfaction. She gets ultimate physical satisfaction from the two other boyfriends. Not necessarily at the same time, mind you. And I said, "What are you doing here?" She said, "Yeah, but he makes a lot of money, but I don't want to, you know, leave him." I said, "Well, it's not my business how you live your life." I said, "But you have to stop this." I said, "You're going to really make this hard for yourself. And it's going to come back and bite you in a place you don't want. You really got to stop this." I said, "Do what you want. It's just my opinion." She said, "I know, but I like his money." I'm like, bloody hell.
Yeah, but so, ladies, call in or That's a message.
Yeah, we have another 20 minutes online or so.
No, but I want to know, like, putting yourself in that position, how you feel about that. Like, if a man's financially responsible for you, that means you're at risk. Like, if he wants to beat the heck out of you, or if he wants to, you know, abuse you, you're at his disposal. Like, you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position. You have kids, and they see that. Like, that's not good.
And not only that, Tom Likas is teaching these guys to avoid marriage and avoid raising families, etc. And I can tell you definitely firsthand, when I talk to a lot of these guys in their, let's say early, mid, and late 20s, every single one of them has told me that they have no intention of getting married, having kids, they want to go to school, or make money. So his message is rapidly spreading, I have to say. But mind you, a lot of the guys, I would say mid-30s, 40s and up, are still there, out there. But these younger guys coming up, no. And unfortunately, the crappy part is, it's just one of those things where it's not good for family structure. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword. But let's discuss that in detail next show. But no,
I was just going to say, I think a lot of people are pressured being married, having kids. You shouldn't be. You have kids if you want it. If you don't do it. Like,
look at the fish just splashing. Like,
But no, it's, and it's a really taboo topic to talk about, but I've heard some moms, I should say, they regret having kids because they didn't have themselves, stressed out, and it's expensive.
Well, I don't think many women are going to maybe admit that per se.
Well, no, I don't expect many women to admit that, but, you know, just, you shouldn't feel pressure. The support out there for you, like, live the life how you want to live it. Don't feel pressured by what the society thinks. It's good for you.
You know, and again, going back to Tom, the big thing is, he says a lot of these girls, when they're raised, they watch the Disney Channel. Now, mind you, I don't know much about watching the Disney Channel, but apparently, on the Disney Channel, they emphasize being the princess, etc.
I didn't grow up in the Disney Channel, but, you know, all the old Snow White, Cinderella, it's about being rescued and being the princess. And that's really bad mentality to be teaching these girls. Teach them to be strong, teach them to be independent, educated.
And they also watch the stuff like, what is it, the Kardashian show, Housewives of Vancouver. What's the other one? Housewives of Beverly Hills.
It's just, what is it teaching these girls, young girls? Like, oh, I want to live in a nice house and be taken care of by the man. And but they don't understand, but taking care, they're putting herself in a really dangerous position.
One of my assistants here, I'm going to tell you exactly what she told me. She's 23. And she said, Ken, please stop teaching these guys how things are. I said, what do you mean? She says, you keep teaching these guys how things are, I can't make any more money from them. And I said, well, wait a minute. You work for me, and I pay you. She said, yeah, you do. But I like nice gifts and nice, you know, jewelry and et cetera. You know, this particular girl, and I won't say her name, she was, I guess you could say, dating three guys, whatever, which is fine, whatever. It's none of my business. And one guy was her quote-unquote steady. After, what she told me, after like the sixth date, they finally had sex. But that's after, let's see, apparently he bought her, it's called a Tiffany bracelet, a Tiffany necklace. I'm not sure of the cost, because I would never spend that much on jewelry. But,
well, you wouldn't spend much on a chick
anyway. Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, hello. I'm a Tom Likas follower. And it's at least thousands and thousands of dollars. And she showed it to me, and she had no reason to lie to me. This girl was even so bold as to the fact that she rang him up. Well, sorry, she was with him and rang me up and let me listen. And he was telling her he's going to pay her cell phone bill, her car payment, her rent. And you know, he's from Iran. And she said, oh, I don't know where this is going. I don't know if this is going to work. Oh, I don't know where my mind is. I don't know this. And he says, I really need you in my life. I really need you. Oh, I don't know. I think I need a break. And he says, no. What's wrong? Oh, I'm just under so much stress because my credit card bill is late. And oh my God, I want to be evicted. baby, don't worry, Homer, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Look, 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 look. How much is it? How much is it? And the guy reached in his wallet, pulled out this money out, and he said, baby, who are you talking to? Oh, it's just my boss. He won't pay me much money. Let me talk to him. He said, hey, you must pay her lots of money. You must pay her lots of money. I actually was mistaken. He's from India. I said Iran, so sorry about that. But he said, you must pay her lots of money. She's a very good girl. She's very good. She's very sweet. I said, well, I appreciate your comment, and I'll take it under advisement. No, no, no. You must pay her. She's good. She is very, very sweet. She's my honey. I said, okay. I understand. I will make sure that I take good care of her. Okay, you're a really good man. You sound like a good man, but please take good care of her. And the next day, she starts laughing. Bloody hell, like, what the hell is this? Anyway, I go on and on.
I just don't understand that. Ladies, do you understand that mindset? Girls have... It's like, it reminds me of that website, what was it called? Sugar Babies or Sugar Daddies or...
All that stuff.
All that stuff. Basically, you're kind of, you're picking yourself there, the guy. He can buy you all this stuff, but he's going to want something in return. You know what that is, right? So...
What could he want? Maybe a handshake or, we want a handshake.
He wants something. Yeah, he wants something in the bedroom.
Well, no, just like a handshake or maybe like a nice dinner. And he just wants, that's all he wants, nothing else.
That's really, you have to be careful. That's when guys go off and hear about these serious, crimes.
Nah.
These guys can go off.
What it boils down to, the bottom line is, you have to make sure that you have yourself properly sorted out. If you're not sorted out, you're done.
Well, yeah, you have to take care of yourself and not rely on a man or anyone else to pay for your bills.
Which means you got to have your education sorted out,
yeah.
Your home, your lifestyle, everything. If it's not sorted out, you are done.
Yeah. This woman in the article, she's 33, has three kids. It says by 12 noon, she's like exhausted. Like, another thing, she needs help.
Now, what's she doing at 33 with three kids, number one?
Yeah, that's great. She must have started when she was... I don't know if she started, but in 20s. Juggling responsibilities. Even if her husband get divorced, because she has a guy, then with that... She gets up at 4:30 in the morning. 4:30 in the morning? Who here gets up at 4:30 in the morning? That's crazy to exercise. Like,
I'll drink to that.
Well, you continue to show, I'd want to get a beer. Yeah. So I just don't understand that. Ladies, does anyone here get up at 4:30 in the morning? I can see if you're maybe doing a talk show or have a job where you have to get up early, like you're a baker. That's so crazy. I just think this pressure we have with social media, being on it 24/7, it has to end. Like, at the end of the day, you have to have time disconnected from all technology. Like what I do when I go for a run, I leave my phone at home. I just have a watch on my wrist, and it's amazing being disconnected. You feel so grounded. Just do what you enjoy and just take time for yourself. Life is too busy. Life is too short. That's why I love to spend time with myself to recharge my batteries, connect with nature, animals. And you can't just stop caring what society thinks. You can't be worried what some lady is putting on Pinterest, because you don't know what her life's like. Her life could be a mess. Half the stuff people put on social media is lies. I mean, true. And it's terrible what it's done to relationships.
It's just beer number. Well, I'm too embarrassed to say, but it's okay. Continue.
I was talking about, people just have to stop being a slave to social media. That's explain what I do. I leave my phone at home. I go out for a run. You got to disconnect. And just,
by the way, feel free to speak over here closer to the mic. Cause I'm sure the women have mental telepathy, but for the ones who do not.
Oh, that's right. They don't. Sorry, I'm getting used to the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, continue. Mm-hmm.
Why? Yeah, so,
yes, now continue.
But no, people are just addicted to this internet. It's too much. Like, bombarded with all these images, all this information, this news. There's another thing, news. Like, I don't watch news really anymore. It's just, I might check Twitter to see what's going on, to stay connected with the world, but it's just all negativity. It's too much, and it stays with you in your system.
Well, of course, not in England, but maybe here.
In England, it's bad, too.
Don't mind me. So continue.
So, yeah, this has to stop, this 24/7 lifestyle. And another thing we haven't talked about is sleep. A lot of these people are so busy, they don't get enough sleep. That's a detriment to your brain, to your DNA, your cells, everything, to your immune system. It's really just about taking a look at your life. Are you happy? What do you want to change? Do something about it or just accept it. Yes.
Yeah.
And then, and then people around you will see that. Your kids will see that. It's a good influence for them. And if you have friends who don't like that or who are hating on you, you got to leave those friends.
Well, you know, women hate on other women anyway. I mean, that's a given.
We should be supporting each other. Forget all this hating at each other, or look at her. Same thing in business, you know, support each other.
I think with the women hating or absolutely envious with each other, it's because it's kind of like competition over resources. Case in point, if you're in a town where it's high unemployment, and in the town, let's say it's 15 guys who are considered the high rollers, like, you know, well-to-do and nice boats, cars, whatever. Now, you can't tell me that these 15 guys are not going to be fought over or highly sought after versus 15 guys that are well-to-do, but you got 300 guys that are less than well-to-do, to say. You know, your ditch diggers, your guys on unemployment, your guys on welfare, your guys that are on the dole, as we say, on the system. So, they're going to be drawn to the 15 guys, and the 15 guys know this, so they can pretty much cherry pick. So it essentially causes the women to try to compete with each other to get the best of the best. Now, multiply those numbers with a city the size of, like, Vancouver. And that's kind of why here in Vancouver you see things the way you do. It gulps makes me, the things I see.
That's not sad, because I also see it, you know, the kind of business I do, the therapy, I've seen it there too. I'm just shocked and amazed, like, profession, especially of healers, we should be helping each other, supporting each other, not like trying to bring each other down. I just can't believe it. I'm just trying to help people.
Well, speaking of helping people, what's some of the things we do to help people?
Well, the people I've already mentioned, I help people change their life using hypnosis.
Yeah.
And I've helped people who are actually alcoholics. They don't want any alcohol anymore. They're pretty much cured.
You cured a couple. Well, how many was at least what, two or three actually hardcore alcoholics, I think.
Yes. Actually, while I was in school, while I was getting my hypnosis training, I helped someone be rid of their insomnia. They went to, I think, UBC sleep clinic. They went to see specialists. Nothing worked. And boom, even when they're stressed, she falls asleep right away as soon as her head hits the pillow. It's amazing. Like, it's awesome.
Okay, so bottom line, you help the woman with the sleep disorder. You help the two alcoholics.
And there was one lady, she has, sorry, she never say it right, cyst disease,
degenerative.
Thank you.
I shall teach you English. Would you like to come to English school?
Thank you, yeah.
I'm coming to English. Fine. Come to ESL.
I know, it's too fast in my head to speak it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've helped her with, she's had chronic pain, and she's able to decrease, this is all within her doctor, helped her doctor, decrease her medication. And I've taught her hypnosis, and she now has, her pain has lessened. It's amazing. So I also note everything we discussed on the show, it's not medical advice to treat or cure anything.
Yeah, we want to emphasize we don't give any medical advice. I do not give legal advice. You want legal advice? Use one of our lawyers.
Yeah.
You want medical advice? Use one of our doctors or one of our other medical professionals.
Yeah, basically just this is my opinions of what worked with clients and things I've seen with my life experience. I'm not that old, but with my life experience thus far.
And mind you, we've had doctors gobsmacked as to what she's done.
Like, this works?
And I've actually trained lawyers on how to beat cases, because a lot of these lawyers don't know what the hell they're doing, to say the least. But anyway.
Yeah. So back to...
But one thing I want to tell the audience here, again, they're wondering, how can hypnosis help them? But case in point, you've already went over the various disorders you can help.
That's just a list.
But now the one important thing, I'll wrap this up quickly, people are asking about is cost. People may or may not be aware, these hypnotherapists generally, they have fairly high rates. So what makes us so much different than the other therapists?
Because we make it affordable to everyone. Like, basically, when I talk to a client, I have a standard rate, but I'm very flexible. I want to work within your budget. If you need 6 to 12 sessions, and they can't personally, it's like, I can't afford that much, then I help them.
So to make a long story short, basically, we have the standard rate.
Yeah.
But we also have a sliding scale fee, which starts at $50 a session. So if you're, kind of cash strapped or your budget's tight, we can sort you out with that. So the bottom line is, we want you to come in, get sorted out, and be good to go. Price is not really an issue. We've even helped some people who weren't working. So that's one of the things that sets us apart from the competition, is that we don't care what your income is. We don't care if you cannot afford it. We will make it affordable for you.
Another thing, people say, oh, there's no competition in business. Look, it's a fact. That's life. There's going to be competition, but it doesn't mean we can't support each other, send each other referrals. Say, oh, you should check out this therapist. I never will tell someone, talk bad about someone.
So how can they find us on Facebook? What do they do when they go to Facebook?
Yeah, so you go to facebook.com/ Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy. Just check us out. You can send us a message on Facebook. We're always posting new updates. We're going to post this podcast that we're doing right now. And just keep aware of all the latest updates of different specials we're doing. In different news events, or you can send us a tweet at Twitter at Second Chance Hypno.
And they're listening.
And so that's the best ways to reach us.
Okay, well, I think we're about ready to wrap it up here. It's almost 9, and I'm going to the pub.
And I'm just gonna relax tonight.
So anyway, folks, thanks for having us in. We really enjoyed the show.
And it's really been a pleasure. It's our first show. We're really excited about that. And we'll be back next time. And so have a great week. Have an awesome week.